This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, we're trying to get the doctor in. Out of the country, apparently traveling like he always does. Dr. Batar is not in one place for very long. And we'll be doing some advanced medicine with or without him, but hopefully with him. McKenzie's going to get him on the line momentarily. Superdive, we were talking about the opening of this hour. And, you know, the question I have for you, since we've been covering this so-called polio-like mystery illness, yes, and all the weeks that we've been hearing about it, I have yet to see one mainstream media report or article or even CDC query about, wonder if there's a hot lot of vaccines or is there a cluster, but it seems to be spreading across the country. But to find out, because the age group in question are very much within the realm of booster shots, vaccinations, etc., right, suffering from this acute flaccid myelitis or acute flaccid, you know, polio-like syndrome. And I'm trying to give them some leeway, but they still won't come around and see what we're seeing.
No, they, you know, this is just the story continues to grow and grow. Today, CDC came out and said there are currently 155 patients under investigation this year for this AFM, this acute flaccid myelitis. And of those, 62 have been confirmed by the CDC in 22 states, and the remainder are being investigated to, you know, confirm that it's AFM. So it's like anybody that you talk to or that has talked to the press about this, they're just throwing their hands up in the air and just going, we don't know. We don't get it.
How can they be so stupid? Honestly. I'm sorry to be rude, but I'm talking about you reporters, you mainstream medical reporters. You are so dunderheaded.
There's not a lot of investigative journalists, is there?
You couldn't find a lead if it was hanging out your nose, right? Oh, we have Dr. Batar. Dr. Batar, hey, thanks. He's here with a burrito. Welcome, Dr. Batar. I just ate some organic Mexican food. I ate some organic Mexican food before the show today. Thankfully, no gas, apparently, but we got enough to get Dr. Batar connected. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. I don't know what was going on with our communication, so I apologize for that. I'm trying to actually get positioned so that it's not as much light here, but anyway, with Facebook, but I apologize for the connection. I don't know what happened. I could hear McKenzie calling in, but anyway, he couldn't hear me, so.
No worries. We can hear you now, so it worked out, Dr. Batar. We were just opening on the issue of the polio-like illness that seems to be spreading across the United States, and, you know, no medical reporter, right? No, if there are investigative journalists, I just mentioned, I said they couldn't find a lead if it was falling out their nose, to ask the simple question, hey, could this be a vaccine hot lot scenario? Could it be just, you know, one category of vaccines that's occurring? I mean, no mention of it as if it doesn't exist as a possible cause.
Yeah, you know, I don't even know what to make of that. It's an interesting situation, but it's not really surprising based upon things that we've seen in the past, right?
It's obvious to us. I mean, that I'm not saying it's the only thing. You know, we talk about the straws that break the camel's back, that concept. And, you know, as we've said and you've acknowledged for so many years here, that, you know, there are strengths and weaknesses in each individual and in each child. But we're seeing a generalized weakness expand and spread every generation, but even within the generation that's right now receiving vaccines, that I think we're going to see more and more of these events, not fewer.
I completely agree with you. And so whatever genetic predispositions that they are and whatever environmental triggers that are piling on, they're basically exploiting any of those inherent weaknesses that may be there. And I think that perhaps, again, this may be the cynical portion in me coming out, but I think that they were actually designed to exploit those things. Because if you look at things such as the methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme deficiency or the glutathione transferase issue or the CMT polymorphism or any of these other various genetic, I don't want to say deficiencies, but more genetic weaknesses perhaps, it seems like somebody knew what was going to happen and it was orchestrated. It wasn't coincidental. Why is it that it's affecting the most cognitively advanced subgroup within the pediatric population, the primary cell issue, the autism aspect? It doesn't affect children with average intelligence. It seems to only affect those that are cognitively superior. Higher cognitive functions of strategy, humor, those are the things that you see lost. And when these children are supposedly recovered, you don't see these components coming back. This is the thing that I distinguish our treatment with, that these higher functions of cognitive functions, such as the high cognitive functions, such as humor, strategy, those are the things that come back when you truly treat them. Not that you just cover it up and you train them with ABA. You know, that's like training a dog to get a paper. That doesn't mean that the dog can read the paper and comprehend it and then give you an analysis of what goes in that paper. And so these children that it seems to affect seem to be very intelligent. If you talk to parents with autistic children, the one thing is they're extremely, extremely bright. They can start using iPads and do things on computers that nobody has taught them how to do, and they can do it far superior than any other child within their peer group that is neurotypic. And so this is one of the things that I think that whoever designed this abominable type of process to start back in, you know, whenever it was, in the 70s, 60s, you know, 90s, whenever it was, I think that they orchestrated it and it was planned out. I know that sounds really, really dark, but I really believe that's what it was.
Well, listen, this is borne out by the reality that the FDA is not protecting the people from dangerous drugs. It's protecting the people who make the drugs from the people who they harm or even kill or addict. As evidenced last hour, we opened with the FDA set to approve a new, even more addictive, even more powerful opioid. And I got half joked about this. They finally adopted homeopathy and like cures like. They think the only way we're going to solve the opioid crisis is make even more powerful opioids and bring them out to market. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. They're going to kill more people. So at a certain point, you got to question, is that their intent?
And I really think, Robert, I really think that is their intent. I think that is actually planned out and it was premeditated. I think that was exactly what it was their intent.
Well, you know, and people might be outraged to hear that. I don't know, possibly. But honestly, how many times do these things have to happen before you go, you know what, they're doing it on purpose? And it's not to say that every underling in government or at the FDA has any clue what's really going on. But on some level, the fact that they could, for instance, continue the vaccine program that has resulted in over $4 billion being paid out to injured and killed children, the family of those kids, and not acknowledge, even though we've already found that, you know, there's a CDC whistleblower acknowledging wrongdoing and cover-ups there. I mean, you can't continue to say that, well, they're just not sure. No, they are purposefully denying or not even acknowledging its existence. Case in point, the acute flaccid myelitis that they claim, we have no earthly idea what it is. Maybe we can find a vaccine to help us prevent it.
Yeah, and it's always finding a vaccine to prevent something, right? And now they're coming up with side effects from vaccines, trying to come up with vaccines to prevent those side effects. What was this that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago? One of the conditions, they were talking about creating a vaccine for, it was something to do with a side effect of vaccines. It was one of these things that we've been talking about. We know it's caused by vaccine, but they were coming up with a thought process of actually creating a vaccine to prevent this issue that is a side effect of vaccines. What was it, Robert?
Superdon, do you remember that? I remember that there was a vaccine to be given to prevent the side effects from another vaccine. I mean, You can't make this stuff up.
It didn't state that it was actually, the side effects were being caused by a vaccine, but we knew, I mean.
Oh, well, we know what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I don't remember. Maybe Super Don could refresh our memory. We've got so many stories.
I'll have to look
that
up. Yeah, it sounds familiar, though.
Yeah, no, but I mean, you're right. I mean, Dr. Pitar, they're not going to say, "Oh, this is the vaccine." No, because obviously, somebody might wake up and go, "Wait a second, that makes no sense. Whoa, why would I want the vaccine if I'm going to need another vaccine to get deal with the side effects of the first vaccine?" Of course, and that's also the reason why these reporters who work for Big Pharma. I know that's indirect. Let's be honest. Where does the budget come to pay for these investigative journalists that don't investigate? It comes from, right. What, 50% or more of their revenue coming from Big Pharma.
Yeah. No, it's very interesting. They're very organized. I have to give them that, right? They're very organized. Mm-hmm. And it's a systematic way of eroding certain things and creating certain problems and creating obstacles and barriers. And, for example, it's not just saying, oh, the people that are talking about don't do vaccines. They go after the parents. They basically attack the parents that are being proactive about choice, about being aware, by being informed, you know, this informed consent thing. They will ridicule and actually attack parents that speak out and say that they've seen too much damage in their first child or the second child, and they don't want to, you know, vaccinate their third child. And they'll attack those parents. And then they'll use the pseudoscience nonsense that by you not vaccinating your child, you're increasing the risk of the rest of the population getting a disease or getting all these diseases. Like, what disease are you talking about? Cervical cancer? Hepatitis B? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. The logic doesn't – they're counting on the general public being ignorant of basic fundamental scientific facts. The problem is the general public is more informed and learning – on a daily basis, okay, the knowledge base of the general population is exponentially increasing. And the reason it's increasing is because of the advent of such things as Google and the internet. It allows the dissemination of information. And like what you and I do, Robert, and, you know, radio and like our ability to reach millions of people now, and it's not just us, and many of the people, Natural News, you know, Mike Adams, Ty, and his Truth About Cancer, Truth About, more and more people are getting information now from sources that they rely upon and that they know are true. And they can still go out. I tell people, don't just because I said don't trust it, challenge it. Go out there, be your own homework. You know, God gave us all a brain for a reason. So start using a brain. It's not a train, it's a brain. Use it.
Yeah.
If you don't,
well,
you lose it.
There, unless it's destroyed by vaccines, which is what they apparently want to do. By the way, the prediction here is that if it hasn't happened already, they're going to start attacking us. And all you parents out there who are pointing out this acute flaccid myelitis is likely caused by vaccines, they're going to say it's outrageous. We need to suppress this dangerous new speech that people are sharing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm so sorry, y'all. We've been teasing our folks watching on YouTube and Facebook about a major announcement for 2019 that'll affect especially our West Coasters that have been longing for another event out there. Dr. Bitar is with us, of course, each and every week at this time doing advanced medicine. You can go to advancedmedicine.com, and we have it linked up in the show notes, of course, at robertscottbell.com. I think our audience has ADHD. They just want it now. Everything's got to be instant. Dr. Bitar, what are we going to do?
Well, I think we're going to say it because we said 30 people before the end of the show, and we had 30 people before even our break ended, and even Facebook froze me up. So it was interesting, but yes, we're going to go ahead and announce it. So, and it's not just with the West Coast, but...
Yeah, anybody.
It's going to be open to everybody. On May 25th and May 26th, there will be a two-day live event, Advanced Medicine Conference, that will be held at the Pasadena Convention Center in Pasadena, California, about 15 minutes from Los Angeles International Airport. So put those dates aside. It's Memorial Day weekend, but we know that it is it's a holiday weekend, but we had to find a venue that could handle what we anticipate. My goal, my intention is it's going to be big, and I'll just leave it at that. And so ticket sales will go up starting, I think, next week. It may be this week even, but we'll let you guys know it's going to be at Advanced Medicine Conferences or advancedmedicineconference.com. Robert, I'll get you the link.
Okay.
But, this is something that Robert and I and Ty had actually done, 9 years ago? We did a couple of these, and this is
yes.
A test. And our plan was to roll these out on a much bigger scale, and God willing, if it's well-received, We'll do them 3 or 4 a year. Definitely 2 a year, but starting off, the first one is in the spring of 2019 in California and the West Coast.
Right. And yeah, it doesn't mean that only Californians can come. I'm just teasing because a lot of people on the left coast or the West Coast couldn't make it to Chicago for the Health Freedom Expo, and we had hoped it would be there. But you have come to all of our rescues, Dr. Bitar, and we're going to do an advanced medicine conference May 25th, 26th, Memorial Day weekend in Pasadena, California, Los Angeles area. And I think plan now because people have that three-day weekend, and a lot of times we want to stay home and cook out. But, no, it's also a big travel weekend, too. Come to a place where healing will be and empowering will be happening. Very exciting. And, again, we'll get you the links as soon as they're available.
And, Robert, we know that our friends and certain governmental agencies will be listening, and they'll be very excited to be there, too. And so there will be certain things that will be put in place. They will be – that froze me again. I cannot believe Facebook is actually freezing me again. Is this interesting? Is this coincidence or –
Well, I thought, you know, they didn't want you on the air because we couldn't get you on the phone earlier. So, obviously, there's big stuff going on, my friend.
I mean, some people would say that it's maybe just paranoia on our part. Perhaps it is. But it is interesting that this is the third time in, what, 10 minutes, 15 minutes? And I've got a perfect 100% internet connection here. There's no problem with the internet connection here.
Don't know. Like you said, the internet has ADHD. Somebody has it. In fact, I've got to talk about this because there's a story about ADHD that the youngest children in classrooms are frequently mislabeled as ADHD, and then they're drugged. The youngest. I mean, who would have a shorter attention span? Older kids who have the ability, you know, cognitive development, or the younger kids where it's a normal state of being that is now basically, I would say criminalized, but it's basically made into a disease.
You're referring to ADHD?
Yes. And the younger the kid, the more likely they are to be diagnosed and drugged.
Yeah, that's actually an excuse to put kids on medication. I remember my daughter, who's 25 now, when she was starting kindergarten, she was 5 or 4 and a half years old, so she was being tested. And they gave her a task to do, and when they told her that the time was up, she refused to stop, and she continued. She was also reading, they were asking her to read, and they had like this big sign with a couple of little kids' words, and my daughter was reading fluently at that point. And I said, "Sasha, read that." And she was kind of being bashful. So the teacher said, "Well, you know, obviously they were trying to assess her education level or her to place there." And they said, "Well, obviously she doesn't know how to read yet." And I said, "No, she knows how to read." And they said, "Well, she's obviously not reading." I said, "Go ahead and read it." And so she finally gets out of her little shyness and she says, "Mecklenburg County School District." Well, she's reading the fine print at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
They were like blown away because I mean, go ahead. They had like cat and dog and something else.
Right.
And she's like, "Mecklenburg." Okay. So they told me everything was great. They said that she's reading on a third grade level. She's kindergarten. And then they said, "There's only one problem." I said, "What problem is that?" I said,
hold that problem. We're going to talk about what that was after the break. Cliffhanger happening. See you in Pasadena, May 25th and 26th, by the way. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Houston, Texas, delivering remarks at the Houston Toyota Center. Now, before leaving for that rally, the president was asked about his relationship with Senator Ted Cruz.
To me, he's not lying Ted anymore. He's beautiful Ted.
Beautiful.
He's Texas. I call him Texas Ted. We have worked together very closely. I like him a lot. I actually like him a lot.
Members of the illegal immigrant caravan chanted, Si se puede, as they made their way north through Mexico. The caravan has ballooned to 14,000 people, and many of them are males. And this Honduran male joined Fox News and says he knows he's not going to qualify for asylum, so he's going to have to sneak across the border illegally.
I know this is not going to be easy, but, you know, it's a lot of people. I don't think he's going to be able to stop a lot everybody.
The Dow was down 126 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Dr. Bittar, you left us hanging because we ran out of time in that last segment. You were telling a story about your daughter, who's now 25, when she was younger, much younger, third grade, I think you said. And it was some kind of reading test and where they were going with this and what they were going to say and what was the news. And I'm just like, now we got to review it again.
Well, basically, assessment for kindergarten. It was pre-kindergarten. They were assessing her, and they gave her some tasks to do, and she, when they told the time was up, she refused to stop, and she continued to do the task until she did not stop until she completed it, despite numerous requests by them for her to stop. And they assessed her reading ability and her math ability to be on the third grade level. She was 4.5 years old. She hadn't even started kindergarten yet. So they said that obviously we cannot put this four and a half year old child with 7-year-old in third grade or 8 years old in third grade. But they said it also seems like she has a problem because of her during her quest. actually, you know, then she did the task that they were given. And they didn't know I was a doctor. And I said, what's the problem? They said, well, it appears that she needs some medication. And they were going to recommend her for medication. And I said, medication for what? And she said, the lady, the assessor, I think she was a psychologist or a school nurse or something, she said, well, she appears to have ADHD. And I almost levitated. I was like, ADHD? Based on what? Based on what criteria? And she said, well, because we asked her to stop the task that she was doing, and she refused to, and we asked her four or five times, and she refused to. And I said, what was it? When did she stop, and what made her stop? Until she completed it. To me, that's goal orientation. That means that child's not going to stop until they get, you know, to me, that's a positive thing, because they want to medicate the individual.
Right.
And she dumb them down so that you won't stop the task, but we're going to stop it. No, goal orientation should be something that's rewarding, not penalizing. Punished by putting a child on a drug.
I'll tell you what she had, really. She had ODD, oppositional defiance disorder. She got it from her dad, Dr. Rasha Bittar. Doesn't take kind to authoritarians telling them what to do.
I like that, Robert. I'm going to use that again. That's really good. I like that.
Now, of course,
ODD,
oppositional defiance disorder. Of course, it's in the DSM. Basically, it means that if you don't, you know, bow down to authority, authoritarians, that you need to be drugged, just like ADHD is. Now, we're not going to tell you here on this show that there may not be problems in the gastrointestinal system of some of these kids, and the gut-brain connection is very real, impacting on issues such as attention. But in many cases, it is normal and healthy to be a kid and be bouncing off the walls with energy rather than being forced to sit down in an artificial environment indoors under artificial lighting to be just basically, I don't know, uniformed down to being good little citizens. I don't want good little citizens. I want kids to grow up to be what they're here to be and do what they're here to do, and it may not have anything to do with being good little citizens.
Well, just so people know, ADHD and ADD, these are all varying levels of toxicity. It appears that a severe ADHD can continue to, if they're deteriorating, and usually you don't see this. Usually the children get better as they get older because their pathways of detoxification start to come online. Certain things happen. They say, well, they grow out of it. They don't grow out of it, but their bodies are resilient. The human body is extremely resilient. I'm amazed at all the things we do to the body that the human body still continues to survive. But I think that certain children, their pathways of excretion are still relatively intact, and those are the ones that get the ADD, ADHD. And yes, Robert, you're absolutely right. Some of these kids have issues with gut. They have issues. They have, you know, they all have certain types of issues. My point was their last standard of just adding a goal-oriented child and calling them ADD or ADHD. This is the issue that they start labeling kids based upon criteria that's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, I basically told this woman that I was going to press charges against her. I was going to call the North Carolina Medical Board. And I asked her, are you a doctor? And she said, no. I said, why are you practicing medicine without a license? Because I am a physician and I am licensed. And you just committed a felony. I used that. I mean, I scared the crap out of whole school business there.
Good job.
I mean, but anyway.
But even when a duly licensed medical authority diagnoses ADHD, is it based on a blood test, a hair analysis, a saliva test, a urine test? No, it's a subjective series of behaviors that they say is evidence of a chemical imbalance of some kind. Otherwise, why would they drug it with some kind of chemical?
And here's the thing, Robert, you just said it on a very interesting point. Autism is a diagnosis that's in DSM-4, and DSM-3, DSM-4, those are categories of medicine that are considered psychiatric disorders. They're not considered to be biological, physiological conditions based upon some type of infectious process or toxicity process or anything. They are considered to be mental illnesses. So by definition, by giving a child a diagnosis of autism, they're causing a massive distraction and diverting the attention from a biological, physiological poison of the system to something that, oh, it's in their head. It's psychiatric. And even psychiatric conditions, a lot of them have a nutritional issue. Their essential fats are off, the neurotransmitters are thrown off because of some kind of toxic substance. You know, it's never just something that came out of nowhere. I mean, psychiatric illness doesn't come out of nowhere. These people have chemical imbalances that are induced by some type of toxicity, heavy metals, et cetera, et cetera. But I just find that interesting, too, because, you know, as you said, this is autism is in that category of a psychiatric illness. So by definition, they're actually throwing it out of the whole area where you would even bother looking for toxic issues or other etiology.
Right, which is where they can have plausible deniability to say it can't be the vaccines because it's a psychiatric disorder, a behavioral disorder, right? You know, another thing that contributes to these things is glyphosate, Roundup. Big award we talked about. We're celebrating the $289 million award to Dwayne Johnson, who was basically poisoned by Roundup. And the Monsanto trial, they found against Monsanto, and they had a big award. Now, the controversy was that the judge was apparently going to overturn the verdict and, you know, rule on behalf of Monsanto despite the jury ruling. Good news, sort of good news scenario. The good news is that she did not overturn the finding, the ruling, but the sort of good news, which is sort of bad news, but it's not horrible, they've reduced the award to Monsanto that Monsanto is going to have to pay to, I believe, $39 million from $289. So it's better than we had predicted, and that was being predicted. So they're still going to be hurt because the original verdict that they're guilty of this, although I don't think it was a criminal, it was a civil case, but you get the idea that they were responsible for, and the cover-ups that came out in this trial, what was revealed behind the scenes, what Monsanto was hiding and lying about, was quite devastating. And so that is not overturned, folks. So that is ultimately a good news story.
So it went from 289 down to 39 million?
I believe that's correct. Am I reading that right, Super Don?
I believe so, yes.
Yes. So they reduced punitive damages specifically from 250 to 39 million. So there might be another aspect of the award that's still going, but a great reduction. I say great, not in good terms, but a big reduction. But still, that's not got Monsanto off the hook. So it's better than what was being predicted, because if it had been overturned completely, that could have been a disaster, and that did not happen. So, again, a little bright spot on what was some people were predicting. Now, yeah, that would also result in more chronic inflammation among all of my listeners, including me, being inflamed about Monsanto. We try to kind of dissipate that with good humor whenever we can here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and laugh a little bit, but it's hard sometimes with these very serious issues. Alzheimer's, big topic here on the show. Neurological degradation diseases, whether it be autism in childhood, which is a brain injury and inflammation and other things. Chronic inflammation now linked to Alzheimer's. Really? Where have they been? Is this new?
I don't know if they consider this new, then they've been living under a rock somewhere. I mean, Alzheimer's. What's the difference? Let me ask Super Don. Let me ask you this: what is the difference physiologically between an autistic child and a patient with Alzheimer's?
Age.
That's it. That's exactly it.
Oh, Don nails it.
They again froze me on Facebook. What is up with that, huh?
I don't know. They don't want you to relate some of these things. I'm glad that it keeps coming back. Do you have to restart it when that happens, or it just kind of comes back eventually?
No, you have to restart it. You have to restart the whole thing. And so
Wow. It's
like multiple videos that are being, you know, I mean, it's frustrating for the people that are watching, but no, it has to be restarted.
Well, thank the Lord for, at this point, we still have a solid stream through the YouTube version for now, so we'll keep rolling with it. Now, what they're saying is it's widely shown that possessing the APOE4 gene is the major genetic risk factor of Alzheimer's disease. Not all APOE4 carriers develop it. Why? Well, because it's not a genetic disease. What is causing it to manifest?
Actually, Robert, let's clarify that. So APOE is actually a cardiovascular marker. Okay, mm-hmm. And it was found in a study in Christchurch, and I
New Zealand.
In New Zealand, and I know the doctor well too. For some reason, I'm forgetting his name now. Are you still there, Robert?
Yes, we're here.
So they basically the study came out about 15 years ago, and it was published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Research, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, basically, APOE is this cardiovascular marker, and you get one from your mother and one from your father. Well, they found that the 4-4, if you have this APOE, and APOE is a 2, 3, or 4 that you can get from your mother and father. So if you have a 4-4, you have the highest propensity for the inability to excrete metals, and this is what they end up finding in the Alzheimer's research. Now, if you have a 3-4, you have a basically 2-2. You're excreting mercury. Great. 4-4 is the worst combination. A 2-3 is not as good as a 2-2, but it's better than a 3-3 and a 3-4, and then you get a 4-4. Now, we started doing APOE testing in autistic children in 2000, and I guess it must have been more than 15 years ago, because I think we started in 2000 or maybe in 1999 doing APOE. I can't remember. In fact, Great Smoky's Laboratory, which is now Genova, they had a genetic test that they were doing at that time, and they created newer genomics, and they came and talked with me for about 4 hours, and I was the one who put together the newer genomics for them. It was my input along with their laboratory directors, and APOE was the one component that I had suggested that they do. So APOE, for example, Avi's APOE was 3-4, okay? So between his mom and me, one of us, you know, either I'm a 3, I could be a 2-3, a 3-3, a 3-4, or his mom could have been a 2-3, 3-3, or 3-4, and one of us gave him the 3 and one of us gave him the 4. So 3-4 is actually a very common component in autistic children that you see.
But what you've differentiated here that's so important, Dr. Batar, is it's indicative of, again, excretion pathways. And in this case, they're only mentioning inflammation. They mention nothing about heavy metals and the inability to move those things out of the body, which would then, what, implicate all introduction of heavy metals, including, guess what? Yeah, vaccinations. Anything but vaccinations, folks. Find out what you can't criticize, and you'll know who's in charge. And what's at stake? We got a lot more healing to go. One more segment to do it in. Advanced Medicine with Dr. Batar on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advanced Medicine, and we get together each and every week at this time with Dr. Raju Bittar, advancedmedicine.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And I'll be in, let's see, where am I going to be tomorrow? Stuart, Florida, Peggy's Natural Foods with Electra in the evening. And then the next night, Coral Springs, Florida with Toonies. And you can check it out in the show notes, all the upcoming events. We're going to add another event. As those of you who have been paying attention, Pasadena, California, Memorial Day weekend, 2019, May 25th, 26th, Advanced Medicine. Are we going to call it a conference? What are we going to call it? Advanced Medicine what?
It's actually called AdvancedMedicineConference.com is going to be the website, and that's what they've named it. So, Robert, there is actually another announcement. While all this was happening about the Advanced Medicine Conference, and setting up the venue, it's interesting how it happened, but I'm actually speaking on January 5th at the same convention center because there's another convention going on January 5th. But when they saw and heard what we were talking about, they asked me to speak there. It's about, I think last year they had about 12,000 people there, and it's a wellness health. It's mostly around yoga, mostly about fitness, but they've asked me to speak there. So just on a side thing, because they found out what was happening at the same venue, so it's a totally different event. So
that's really fortuitous that in January, the new year, you can actually announce, hey, come on back and see us at the Memorial Day event in Pasadena.
Right. That's just going to be a one-hour lecture or whatever, but
sure.
Actual event, Advanced Medicine, is going to be a two-day event, and I'm not announcing who all is going to be there as far as speakers. It's only going to be about 6 or 7 people. I guess I have to say that, Robert, you're going to be there because you and I are the two people that have to be there. But I'm not going to announce all the rest of the people because, we're waiting for confirmation. But there'll be some very select people that will be there. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, exactly, folks. So get ready. It's going to be one of those blow your socks off if you wear socks weekends of Advanced Medicine coming up. So, again, once it's official, we'll get you information on how to get tickets and be there with us in Pasadena, California, May 25th, 26th of 2019. On the break, we were talking about Alzheimer's and the reference points to herpes viruses linked to one half of Alzheimer's cases. But again, the blaming of a virus or a bacteria or fungus, they may be there, they may be contributing, but are they the cause? No, the law of the terrain indicates what will grow, what will manifest, what will proliferate in any given environment. And if you've got a heavy metal toxic body, heavy metal toxic nervous system, particularly mercury, now we learn also aluminum and others, you are going to be ripe for all kinds of destructive internal activities, including the rise of things that normally do nothing but hang out in the background or maybe part of the happy, healthy microbiome working together with one another. But once that terrain is altered, now all bets are off, and you could be victimized by that which you didn't catch, but you created from within because you didn't know the garbage they were injecting into you was going to cause it.
This all comes down to the Facts on Toxicity video series that we put out there. There's no cost for that. If you go to advancedmedicine.com, you can register there for free if you haven't already registered. And on the left-hand side, under education, you'll find the Facts on Toxicity videos. I think it's 9 videos, but it goes through the 7 toxicities, and it talks about on the third toxicity, the first one is heavy metal, second one is persistent organic pollutants, but the third one is what we call the opportunistics. And the opportunistics are the fungus, the bacteria, the viruses, the spirochetes, mycoplasma, parasites. And we talk about, and all the studies are shown there, not all of them, but a lot of studies are shown as references. But why do people get these opportunistics? Why do we refer to them as opportunistics? Well, we refer to them as opportunistics because they need an opportunity to set up house. If the opportunity that they need is the immune system needs to be suppressed so that they can set up. Why is it that one person gets it and another person doesn't? It's because one person's immune system has been rendered susceptible. And why has it been rendered susceptible? It's either one, because of heavy metals, or two, because of persistent organic pollutants. Of course, there are other things, too, if you've been exposed to radiation, this, that, the other. But basically, it's usually heavy metals and or persistent organic pollutants. The other one thing, and we talk about nutrition too, but is if they're nutritionally depleted, they're also going to be more susceptible because the immune system doesn't have all the things that it needs to be able to function correctly. So that's another aspect.
And finally, one last thing to our UK Health Radio listeners. We love our British listeners. Come on to Pasadena too. You can fly to LA from London. Flu jab. You call it the flu jab. It protected just 1 in 10 pensioners last year. Amid concerns, the new vaccines will run out. Like, You would need to each get 10 vaccines if the 10% would become 100%. Of course, you wouldn't. It's insane. Y'all stay away from the flu shot, even in England. Now we're banned in England, Dr. Bitar. But, hey, we'll live with it. We'll keep going. And we'll let them know what they need to know because it's time to go, Dr. Bitar. What is it?
Robert, you'll do an event in UK. Power to heal is yours.
All right, UK coming.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.